USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Suu Kyi, on Monday to an additional 4 years in prison on charges related to illegally importing and owning walkie-talkies and for breaking pandemic rules. A space heater is to blame for the loss of life in Bronx, New York, Sunday morning. 19 people, including numerous children, perished in the blaze. Roughly 200 New York Fire Department members responded to the call for help. Rachel Balcovic will manage the Low A team for the New York Yankees this season, making her the first female manager in affiliated professional baseball.
No matter what, every person that's doing something out of the norm right now undoubtedly was told that they couldn't do it.
Balcovic, who joined the Yankees as a minor league hitting coach in November of 2019, will now lead the minor league team, Tampa Tarpons. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, Sunday for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was later identified as actor-comedian Bob Saget and pronounced deceased on the scene. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen are deeply saddened after the former Full House co-star unexpectedly died at 65. The girls jointly said Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. Another member of the United States Congress has tested positive for COVID-19. According to her official Twitter account, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is recovering at home with coronavirus symptoms Sunday. The Democrat from New York writes the positive test came despite the fact that she had been fully vaccinated, including a booster shot this fall. Fellow Democrats Jim Cooper of Tennessee and Sean Casson of Illinois also tested positive for COVID over the weekend. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A malfunctioning space heater led to a fire in Bronx, New York that killed 19 people, including numerous children, Sunday morning. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro talked at a press conference after details were gathered.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives. As the mayor said, this fire began in an apartment that spans two floors on the second and third floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire. The fire consumed that apartment that is on two floors and part of the hallway. The door to that apartment, unfortunately, when the residents left, was left open. It did not close by itself. The smoke spread throughout the building, thus the tremendous loss of life and other people fighting for their lives right now in hospitals all over the Bronx. So we are investigating where everyone was found, how the smoke traveled, but certainly the marshals have determined through physical evidence and through first-hand accounts by the residents that this fire started in a bedroom in a portable electric heater.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.